Yesterday, the Premier of New South Wales had this to say.
The best way out of this pandemic is to continue to stand strong and push through. The only alternative is to go into lockdown.
And we welcome him to the show right now, Dominic Perrottet. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Yuzi. How are you going?
Yeah, we are good. We're getting through as we can. We're pushing through. You stand by what you said yesterday, I imagine?
Yeah, absolutely. It's obviously a very challenging time for the people of our state, like it is right around the world. But I think the efforts and the sacrifices that everyone has made over the last 2 years has put us in a strong position. This is just another challenge that's come our way. There are difficulties, you know, in terms of hospitalisations, business closing, but we're going to get through. I think the strength of the people of New South Wales will continue to shine through.
With numbers going down, with the infections in the last few days, are you confident that this Omicron has peaked?
Well, I think it's a bit early to tell. There's certainly pleasing signs using the fact that we're not seeing the exponential increases that we saw a month ago. So that's positive. But one thing I think we've all learnt with COVID is we don't know what curveballs are going to come around the corner. So we've got to continue to prepare. But the best success that we've had in this state has been the efforts that people have made to get vaccinated, to get those booster shots. And that's why I think right across the board, our state has done incredibly well compared to anywhere else globally.
Premier, a lot of businesses, as you would know better than anyone, are doing it incredibly tough. I think what a lot of people struggle to understand is if you're going to open up, just open up fully. Don't have these situations where you're open, but you're restricted in this way, can't sing, can't dance, yada, yada, yada. Why is that the best way forward right now? I mean, do you either lock down or just open up fully? If we're all going to get it, why are businesses still being restricted to the point it's crippling them?
Well, it's always a tough balance, Erin, and we've tried to get the balance right over the last 2 years. And what we've looked at in terms of the restrictions that we have in place, which are proportionate, there's a few sacrifices we're asking people to make, and where health have concerns, adjust those, you know, events and areas where people, you know, can cause a mass spreading event. So as we move through this, we've got a high vaccination rate. We've kept society open as much as possible. That was always part of the plan. But that's obviously with many people having to isolate, that puts a lot of pressure on many businesses. And we've seen that over the course of this period. We've always said during the pandemic here in our state, we're going to put people and businesses before the budget. So we'll always continue to provide that financial support to help people get through.
Are you providing that financial support at the moment? What's available?
So what we've done yesterday, we announced a package of support for those festivals that had to be postponed during this period of time. And the Treasurer at the moment is continuing to work through that additional financial support. I was Treasurer for the first 2 years of this pandemic, and we look at the situation. We're constantly in discussion with the business community, identifying where those needs and challenges are, we'll continue to provide that support as we move through. But we're going to get through this. It's a difficult time, and I know we can be negative in the face of adversity, but I think we've got to really look at the positive here in despite of those challenges and sit there and think, you know, this will pass. We've got to deal with the world as it is, not as we want it to be. And that brings many, many challenges for people, difficulties. We've got to continue to make sacrifices. But the efforts that our people have made each and every day has ensured that we're in a very good position to deal with the oncoming challenges.
Now, rat tests, headline says stockpiles are a secret warehouse in Western Sydney and delivered to schools in a military-like operation. Are we all good for schools to be back on, for the kids to be going back? Is that on track? Is there going to be enough rats for them? Or should we all be lining outside Chemist Warehouse on George Street for the next 6 hours just in case?
Well, look, there's no doubt there's a strong interest in rapid antigen tests. We are completely committed in New South Wales to get kids back into school day one, term one.
That's good.
It's incredibly important for parents. It's incredibly important for children. I mean, we've had some of our youngest kids miss a quarter of their schooling life as a result of this pandemic. And going forward, it's as the World Health Organization says, you know, schools should be the first the last to close and the first to open.
Yeah,
and it's not just a health pandemic. There are mental health, educational issues. And the best thing we can do for children is get them back in the classrooms. And also there are many young kids from less privileged backgrounds who really need to be at school for a variety of reasons. So we are completely committed as a state to doing that.
We've got
the rapid antigen tests on the way. It's a big operation. Yeah. It is a big operation to have every school.
Just for your own children to get the test.
Well, that's true. I'm not going to be looking forward to doing those testings every morning, I can tell you.
Premier, we had Ed's beautiful wife, Tiff, on yesterday, who's pregnant at the moment. I know your wife is pregnant too. And look, she was making the point that she feels like Ed doesn't listen to her. Ed says that she's a whinger. Just wondering, what's the dynamic between you and your wife at the moment? Are you a supportive husband, or do you find pregnant women quite punishing?
Oh, I think it enriches your relationship when Helen's been pregnant, and you know, we have a date night every Monday night. We had that last night, and we try and find the time to get the balance work and family life.
Dom, can you remember a time when she wasn't pregnant though? I mean, seriously.
That's true.
All right, Premier, we will speak to you again soon.
Thanks,
thanks for your time.
Thanks,
see you in there. Yeah.